Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hi, I'm Dylan Thuris, and welcome to Earwolf Presents, this time featuring an episode of my show, Atlas Obscura. Both Atlas Obscura and Earwolf are part of the Stitcher Podcast Network, and each week Earwolf Presents brings you a new episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts. And today you're going to hear an episode of Atlas Obscura. This one, we take a trip to the Musical Road in Lancaster, California, and it's thanks to Earwolf producer Kimmy Gregory. So there's a little family connection for you. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe to Atlas Obscura wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out. It's a 4 times a week show, just 15 minutes, and we go all over the world exploring strange and interesting places. I hope you enjoy.
We are stranded on the side of the road in Lancaster, California.
Kelsey, describe what we can see right now.
So in front of us, there's not a bunch. There's definitely some cars behind us. But other than that, there's a few little buildings out there.
Yeah. We're in on a flat, deserted, basically deserted road.
Mm-hmm.
Where, again, everything is the same shade of tan. There's just like scrub and sand surrounding us. And it's very beautiful. And then behind us, which we're about to go drive, is the Musical Road.
The Musical Road.
13 years ago, my friend Kelsey and I went on a road trip. We were 19 and we had all the time in the world to explore. While driving around and blasting music, Kelsey remembered something she had recently seen in a TV commercial. A road with a song carved into the pavement. I'm Kimmy Gregory, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we're going on a road trip, where the road isn't just the journey, it's the destination. We're going to learn about the science and engineering on how to make a road play music. But for me, this isn't just a musical road. It's a trip down memory lane. That's after this. In 2008, I didn't have a TiVo yet, so I still watched commercials, including this one for Honda Civic.
You know, when you're driving along the road and you go off to the side and you hit a rumble strip to wake you up, what if we were able to change those tones into notes so that when someone drove down the road, it would play a song?
It's not your typical commercial. It's technically advertising the Honda Civic, but it's also telling a story of the creation of the Musical Road. You see a Honda team washing down the road, looking over blueprints, using technical spacing tools, and wiping their brows in the hot Lancaster sun. The final shot shows them all piled into a roomy Honda Civic to hear. Everyone cheers and they ride off into the sunset in a brand new Honda Civic. But Honda didn't invent the Musical Road. The very first Musical Road was created in 1995 by artists Steen Krarup Jensen and Jakob Freud Magnus in Gulling, Denmark. Inspired by the caution strips which lined the roads with rows of small raised bumps, they developed what they deemed the world's largest musical instrument, the asphaltophone. They arranged these bumps to create a handful of musical tones to welcome visitors to their village. The idea found its way to other parts of Europe and all the way to China and South Korea, and through Honda to Lancaster, California. I'm not a math person, so I'm fascinated. Like, where did you find these calculations?
Oh, I just took the speed of sound and the speed of the car, and the, you know, I just put all the speed factors in and figured it out.
This is Paul DeGray. He's a record producer in Los Angeles and was the sound engineer and mathematician for the Honda Civic Musical Road. He's the kind of smart that just immediately knows the speed of sound and how to apply it to a situation like this. Paul got his start in music in the 80s punk scene. And then one day, he got a call from a few of his friends who needed help with a commercial they were working on.
And they said, well, let's just talk to the only guy we know that knows electronics, and that means he must know math. And let's call Paul. What I loved about it was that it was a bunch of my friends that were now production designers, but I knew them from making trashy punk rock records.
So really, just a bunch of like cool punk rock guys got Honda to give them money to invent this like giant, unique musical instrument.
Yeah, hand it to a bunch of punk rockers and they'll do something, right? I mean, you know, that's the whole ethic, right? Let's just get up there and do it.
Could you explain to me how grooves in a road could equal a sound we recognize as a note?
Yeah, let's just start with, if you have one little, let's call it a divot, in a road and you're driving along on a very smooth road and you hit one little divot, the pressure of the tire as it leaves will create a vacuum and that propagates a sound. So what we were doing is taking a series of little pops and putting them in succession so that they, to our ear, it sounds like a tone. So it's like dee, 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 dee. That's basically what it is, but it's so fast that it makes a
Now that the math was figured out, all they needed was a song.
We're thinking of the William Tell Overture, which goes da-da-dum, 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 dum-dum, da-da-dum, 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 da-da-dum,
da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. This is from a short documentary Honda made about the building of the musical road. The William Tell Overture has been around for almost 200 years, but is commonly known for being the theme of the Lone Ranger. Or, if you're like me, you might have heard it on Looney Tunes.
I think it's time we head
over
there.
Let's do it.
There's multiple cars coming down here. Again, I can't imagine you come out here for anything specific. So people are here to do this, I think.
I saw on like Google Maps where it was like the busiest times are like 1 a.m. on a Saturday morning or like 6 p.m. on a Friday night or something like that. Like sounds about right.
Oh, it's going to be right up there.
Here it comes.
All right.
Ready?
It's going to be starting. I'm so excited.
Me
I've been doing this so long.
So, the thing is, the road isn't perfect, just in case you missed it the first time.
I cannot laugh at that part. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
A few notes are a bit off, especially that last one. Did the sound end up what you wanted? Did it end up different from what you wanted? Like, how do you feel the sound of it turned out?
Well, it was a learning experience for sure. I could do a perfect road now, probably, except for it would never be perfectly in tune and it would change over time. Physically, the tolerance, the distance of the grooves is so tight that, you know, having a crew with a diamond cutting saw doing it, it's never going to be perfect. You know, it's just not going to happen. And then over time, as you know, asphalt expands and contracts, and just that amount of it's going to change the pitch of random parts of it. So as long as it, you know, my thought was, as long as it resembles the song, if we're in good shape.
This wasn't the only problem with the road. In fact, the road you just heard us drive, it isn't even the original one. The original road was in a residential part of Lancaster.
I remember saying to my friend Peter, pointing at the musical road sign, they go, well, that's not going to last more than a week. And I said, see those people in the condos over there and over there? They're going to complain like forever.
And complain they did. Within 3 weeks of being unveiled, the road was paved over. And who can blame residents if this is what you are hearing 24/7? But the road found a lot of love as well. People pushed for the local government to preserve it. A month after being paved over, the road was recreated outside of town, far from any housing. And this love continues. Though the Honda Civic Musical Road is not perfect, it has become a beloved attraction. Sure, there are people who criticize the quality of the road and its sour notes, but there are also countless videos of people driving it with their friends and letting out big laughs as the road comes to a close. Online, the road is voted number 2 out of 30 attractions in the area. And honestly, Lancaster is small. That's more attractions than I anticipated. The reviews are joyful, sharing memories from driving it with their significant others or children whenever they can. In my favorite, the reviewer describes being blindfolded on their first trip down the road, so it would be a surprise.
That was really cool. That was fun.
That was honestly, it was as good as I remembered. It was just a nice time, and it's just fun. It's just fun being on a road trip with you again.
Right?
It's just nice being in the car.
We should do this more often.
Yeah, little road trips. This is our Empire State Building. This is like, I'll meet you at the top of the musical road in 10 years. Truly. So go check it out. Just take the 14 in Lancaster and get off on Avenue G. Stick to the left lane between 30th and 40th Streets. And drive safely. The speed limit is 55 miles an hour. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. Our production team includes
Dylan Theris,
Doug Baldinger,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Sarah Wyman,
Manolo Morales,
Amanda McGowan,
Johanna Mayer,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was sound designed by
Chris Naka
and mixed by
Luce Fleming.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. Thanks again to Paul DeGray for his time and his work on the musical road.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.